Prime Minister Tony Abbott has explicitly ruled out using increased taxes to pay for Australia's military commitment in Iraq. The Treasurer and the Finance Minister have both raised the prospect of finding new budget savings or cuts to pay for the Iraq campaign and for an overall boost to national security spending. But Mr. Abbott now says the government believes the costs can be managed without the need to increase taxes. Both the opposition and the Greens have questioned whether the government will keep that commitment. From Canberra, Naomi Woodley reports.
As Australia's involvement in the coalition against Islamic militants in Iraq develops, the government's grappling with the increased burden it'll place on the federal budget. With planning already well underway for the mid-year budget update, known as MIEFO, in recent days the Treasurer and Finance Minister haven't ruled out higher taxes or spending cuts to pay for the campaign. But today the Prime Minister has sought to reframe the economic debate when he spoke to reporters in Canberra.
Can you rule out any tax increases or tax hikes to pay for the conflict?
Yes, I can. This is a government which believes in lower taxes, not higher taxes.
Tony Abbott repeated the original estimate that it could cost around $250 million every 6 months.
That's a significant amount of money, but in a budget of something like $400 billion a year, we can manage these things. Now, as I said, I do not want to underestimate the budgetary challenge that we are facing, but I do think that you should see the costs of this commitment in perspective, and they are manageable.
The government's task is harder because billions of dollars of savings from the May budget are opposed by the opposition and other senators.
I just wish that the opposition and the minor parties were as conscious of the fiscal challenge that our country faces as the government is.
The opposition leader, Bill Shorten, is wary of any attempt to link the government's broader budget woes with the Iraq conflict.
The Commonwealth of Australia has revenues north of $350 billion. I do not believe it is beyond the wit and wisdom of Tony Abbott to be able to find sufficient resources to be able to support our intervention in northern Iraq without making ordinary Australians pay more, or without having Australians have to swallow his lies about justifying an unfair budget.
And despite the Prime Minister's explicit ruling out of new tax hikes to pay for the security spending, Bill Shorten isn't so sure.
I want to say to Tony Abbott, you don't have a good track record on saying that you're not going to increase taxes and then you actually do increase taxes. So we put Tony Abbott on notice. Labor will support the intervention in northern Iraq, but we will not support you slugging ordinary people because the government hasn't got any other ideas on what to do.
The Greens leader too has her doubts. Unlike Labor, the Greens don't support the Iraqi action, and Christine Milne questions how the cost can be managed.
It's time for the Prime Minister to tell the Australian people what is his plan, abandon his language about budget emergency, and abandon his attacks on the poor, the unemployed and the sick.
The government has wound back one of its planned obligations on job seekers. As part of a $5 billion overhaul of job placement programs, the government was intending to make the unemployed apply for 40 jobs per month. After a chorus of criticism from welfare groups, job service providers and businesses worried about being inundated with poor quality applications, the government's decided to leave the obligation at 20 applications per month. The Prime Minister describes it not as a back down but a refinement.
Look, I'm proud of the fact that this government, when it consults with people, is serious about the consultation.
Labor and the Greens welcome the move but want the government to go further. Bill Shorten had only one word to describe the initial idea.
The government today has backed down from another stupid idea, and in fact what they need to do is to back down from their stupid idea of their unfair budget.
And the Greens leader, Christine Milne, was just as disparaging.
I'm pleased that Senator Erica Betts' ridiculous plan for job seekers to have to apply for 40 jobs a month has been abandoned. It should never have been put up in the first place.
Both Bill Shorten and Christine Milne say the policy reversal should extend to the proposal to make job seekers under the age of 30 wait 6 months before getting Newstart. The government says it's committed to the policy, but it currently doesn't have enough support to get through the Senate.
Naomi Woodley.